法门当中任何一种的人，固然能够去除恶念，然而借着贪嗔痴的克心死对头，也就是五种法或五种实修法来去除贪嗔痴时，乃是将贪嗔痴彻底地去除。
It is like this. If I am usually be put out of the eating being subtract, with my branch are in branches, but which is distinguished with water, which is directly opposed to it, it is distinguished with fire. In the same way, love, hatred, and delusion, which are eliminated 25 times,Nations at the beginning of the Sutta are world eliminated.
这就好像用火把、泥土和树枝来打火，固然可以将火扑灭，然而如果用火的克星水来灭火时，就能将火彻底地扑灭。同样的道理，用这部经开始时谈到的五种法来去除贪嗔痴时，就能将贪嗔痴彻底地去除。
With regard to his love, just as his good nature or his apprentice might not all remove in his head a full set and wings of a fine one in the Sutta.A fine set is a set of upwards. Why not then some set one wishes to take up, to take up the control of a boat? A good set is an incongruous set in a boat, or plant of similar wood, or of a hard wood.
关于经文中提到的就像善巧的木匠或木匠的徒弟，能够用细的木钉将粗的木钉打掉、移除、取出。细的木钉是金木做成的木钉，它比木匠要从木板中拔出来的那根木钉更细。粗的木钉则是新木板或檀香木板中一根不调和的木钉。
The mind of the vehicle engine of the higher mind is like the plant of cinderella hard wood. The evil and wholesome thoughts are like the incongruous fact. The wise meditation on the object of meditation on this suggestThe evil intent is like the fine fat. The removal of evil and wholesome thoughts by different kinds such as meditation or repetitiveness is like the removal of the coarse fat with the fine fat.
比丘致力于开展增上心，他的心就像那块金木板，邪恶的念头就像那根不调和的粗木钉。而对不净观等修行对象的如理若意，就像那根细木钉，借着思维不净观等其他对象来去除恶念，就像以细木钉来去除粗木钉一样。上述是住宿里的解释。
Here, I would like to explain this method of removing of the coarse fat with the grace of the Venerable Naga.
接着，禅师要讲述南陀尊者的故事，来解释以细木钉去除粗木钉的方法。
After becoming a bhikkhu, the Venerable Naga was dissatisfied with the holy life.Because he was of his queen, Janabhada Kalyani, we are always ringing in his ears. Oh, my Lord, come back to me soon. The Buddha knew the distress. desirable manner. To get immediate relationship, bordering in this way are the Buddha's definition. Come, Nanda, let us take a visit to the Celestial World. Venerable sir, the Celestial World is accessible to powerful beings only. How would I be able to visit there? Said the Venerable Nanda. Nanda, just when you are wish to go there, you will get there in the Celestial place.
南陀尊者出家之后，不喜欢半行的生活，因为他的妻子摩美王妃的话一直在他的耳边回荡。亲爱的，赶快回到我的身边。佛陀知道南陀尊者的苦恼，为了立刻疏解他的烦闷与绝望，佛陀告诉他说：“来吧，南陀，我们到天界去看看。”南陀回答说：“世尊，有神通的人才能去天界，我怎么能够去得了呢？”佛陀说：“南陀，你只要发个愿要去天界，就能够去，并且能够看见天界的景物。”
The Buddha's objective was to allay the pains of attachment. In the Venerable Nanda's mind, by the practice, when taking the Venerable Nanda by the arm, the Buddha, by means of his supernormal power, took the Venerable Nanda to Dawainta, Deva, Hoa. And on the way, the Buddha let him notice a refreshment of female monkey,sitting on the stump of a burnt tree in a burnt berry tree, with her nose, ears, and tail tucked away.
佛陀的目的是要以善巧方便来平息南陀尊者心中因为贪欲而升起的剧烈痛苦。于是，佛陀握住南陀尊者的手，以神通力带着他到刀立间，在前往边界的路上，佛陀让南陀尊者看到一只衰老的母猴子。这只母猴坐在被火焚毁的农场中一个烧焦的树桩上，它的鼻子、耳朵和尾巴也都被烧坏了。
When the narrator Devava, the Buddha showed celestial maidens who had crimson feet like the color of the feet of the Indian, who were imagining the gate of Deva. Then the Buddha said, Nanda, do you see those 500 celestial maidens whose feet are crimson like the color of the Indian's feet?Thank you, Venerable Sir.
到了刀立天，佛陀让南陀尊者看见事后第四天王的那些天女。那些天女粉红色的脚就像鸽子脚上的颜色一样。然后佛陀问说：“南陀，你看到具有鸽子脚上颜色那般粉红色脚的500位天女吗？”看见的世尊。
Now is my question on the ceiling. What do you think of this? Who is more beautiful than being one of the concerned? You are its wife. Sanya Prince Kanabra Prayani. Sanya Princess Kanabra Prayani.Who is more attractive?
现在，老实地回答我的问题，你认为如何？是这些天女比较美丽动人，还是你以前的妻子国美王妃比较美丽动人？
Venerable sir, let's compare to these celestial maidens.Kanabra Kalyani all seem to me just like the depressed old female monkey we saw on the way. She goes no more as a woman. She cannot stand beside these girls who are far superior to her, much more lovely in attractive than she.
世尊，和这些天女比较起来，国美王妃就像我们在路上看到的那只衰老的母猴子一样，她甚至还算不上是个女人，她完全不能和这些殊胜的天女相提并论，这些天女远比她美丽动人多了。
奶奶，这个你我并不不认定我了，没你我能和你见面一天，I assure you that if you do so, you will have these 500 pleasure maidens.
南陀，好好地奉行比丘的责任，使自己乐于佛陀的教法吧。如果你这么做，我保证你将能拥有这样的500位天女，